Dada, why don't you hit him with one of them motherfucking gangster ass videos?
Welcome to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. That rattling you hear is my tray of marijuana goodness that I am going to figure out how to get into right now while holding a microphone. It's going to be difficult. Maybe I can put the microphone like this. There we go. I hope you guys can hear me. The microphone is between my tit and my wrist, so I can have access to the goodness. Hello, a little greenery for your life. I realize that, you know, I really like marijuana. When it comes down to it, I enjoy the leaf. I am not, as they call, a pothead by any stretch of the term. But I am a pot foot. Ba-dum-bum. No, I just really, really enjoy it. I don't understand why people, it's such a pejorative. Oh, fuck, I just spilled half the leaf all over the table. Son of a bitch. What an amateur. Are you kidding me right, meow? Get this shit back in here. I don't know why people have to be so pejorative about weed smokers. We're not bad people. Alcohol is like the fourth leading preventable killer in America. Top four killer. Causes preventable deaths, like 90,000 a year. How many people die by the pipe? I'd like to know those statistics. I probably should Google it before I start preaching about it. But I'm going to guess it's not 90,000. I'm going to guess it's not in the top 10 of killers of people in America. I bet you have a better chance getting killed by a bear than you do by marijuana. I bet you, if you were high, you'd have a better chance surviving a bear attack. Because then you can get the bear high, and he'd be like, why am I attacking you, dude? Let's share your snacks. Because the bear's after the snacks in the first place, right? So if you share them with him, he's going to be like, chill. All right. I would love some honey. Would you like to sit down with me and enjoy some of this honey? First of all, who travels with honey? And bears love that shit, huh? They just stick their fingers in honeycombs and just enjoy it. They just live their lives fingering beehives. Fingering a beehive, that sounds like something. That sounds like something they teach you in health class when you're 12. Now, boys and girls, you have to protect yourself, especially before you finger the beehive. Buzz, 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 buzz. Speaking of buzz, the joint is rolled. See, I love these pre-rolled papers. The raw pre-rollers, God, they're the best. They're for lazy people or for people who just don't know how to roll well. You know, people don't really know how to roll joints. My stepdad taught me how to roll a joint once. Then he proceeded to cheat on my mom with 30,000 people. But, you know, he couldn't even do that successfully. He was shitty at rolling a joint, and he was shitty at monogamy. He probably should have gotten better at one of those things. He probably should have learned how to be a good man before. If he had learned to be a good man, maybe he would have rolled a better joint. Oh my God, I just licked the microphone. I went to lick the joint, and I licked the microphone. What the fuck? Okay, here we go. Jesus, I almost burned my nose hairs. I sound like a real fucking amateur right now, don't I? What are you gonna do? It's Sharp Tongue Tuesday. I can do whatever the fucks I want. I'll do whatever the fucks I want. I probably should tell you where I'm gonna be, people, coming up in August. Let me spark. Oh, fuck, I just dropped the joint on the ground. Son of a bitch. There we go. Okay, here we go. Let me spark this thing up. Hold up. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, man. Why is this thing taking forever? Hold on. There she is. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Hello. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Okay, show's coming up. August 18th, 19th, and 20th, I will be at Dr. Grin's in Grand Rapids, Michigan. August 26th, I'll be at Iowa State University. Get the education, son. August 27th, I'll be at Ram's Head on stage in Annapolis, Maryland. Right by the water, y'all. Come see your girl. If you'd like free tickets, Email me at sharptonguepodcast@gmail.com. And I am giving away tickets to all my shows. I'm just feeling generous. I'm a generous person, you know? I want my real fans there. You motherfuckers bring some people, we'll blaze. Know what I'm saying? We'll just blaze out. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. Oh, God, I love chicken wings. I don't know what it is. Chicken and waffles is my jam. My jam. I love chicken and waffles. Yo, is there a place that just makes a delicious organic chicken and waffle? I might have to make one on my own. I really might have to figure that out. That shit is delicious. I ate so much food today, man. I had macaroni and cheese. I had carrots and hummus. I had chicken. I had pizza. I had more chicken. I had yogurt. Living the life. Really. Just options. Bands will make her dance. You know what I'm saying? Bands will make her dance. Did I tell you guys where I'm playing? Let me tell you again, in case you forgot. Dr. Grin's, Grand Rapids, Michigan, August 18th, 19th, and 20th. Iowa State University, August 26th. Ramset on Stage, Annapolis, Maryland, August 27th. And then I'll be at Mohegan Sun Comics. Is that what we're calling it? Let me see what the hell we're calling it. I know they changed their name like 1,000 times. Pick a name and stick with it. Come on. Comics Mohegan Sun. I got it right. September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. I'm giving tickets away to all of them. sharptonguepodcast@gmail.com. Come see me, man. Come check me out. Okay? Come see what it's all about. I'm on Facebook Live. I've been trying that shit. I'm enjoying it. It's weird. It's a bizarre thing, but it's a lot of fun. I have a lot of masks that I bought for my 420 show that I did this past year. I just bought a whole bunch of weird shit to utilize on stage. I have a unicorn mask and a Donald Trump mask, and I've just got all this shit right here. I got a big ass fly swatter. I've got a Yoda mask. Just anything you need for fun. And you can watch Donald Trump giving my dogs a bath on my Facebook Live if you go to comedian Jesse May Peluso. I post almost every day now. I'm having a lot of fun with it. I tried to do one when I was getting a massage, but we were in a dungeon, so the service was terrible. But yo, this lady Maritza rubbed me out. Rubbed me out. I hurt my muscles. I hurt my muscles because I started doing the squat challenge. Anytime there's a challenge involved with a workout plan, you just back away. Just put down the barbells and back away because it's just too much. So I do the squat challenge, and it's like 5 workouts a week, 5 days a week, 1 day of rest. Wait, that doesn't add up. That's 6 days. Six days a week with 1 day of rest. I like physical fitness. You know, I realize marijuana smoking and physical fitness are kind of, you know, the antithesis of each other. But you'd be surprised. Some marijuana can get you ready for the gym. I've puffed on a couple where I'm like, let's do this elliptical, whatever you call that thing that goes around. Let's do this because I am ready. So I'm doing the squat challenge. You know, I got to stay healthy. And it's at home, which is dope. And I'm not being paid to say this, so I probably shouldn't even endorse them. They should be sending me some money. but I enjoy it so far. I did a workout in my bedroom, on the floor, even though the fucking dogs were all up in my shit. Bunny was sniffing my armpits. Carlin laid down next to me when I was doing a plank and went to sleep. These motherfuckers are so rude. But the workout is good. And I did the first day last week on Friday. And I couldn't walk for 2 days. I was sore. I had to get a massage. I went to Maritza at my massage place. And her fingers each felt like a magical elf. Like each finger was a little dwarf with magical powers. And I'm assuming that's an elf. I don't want to be politically incorrect. I don't give a fuck. But I mean, when they book elves, they book dwarfs. So one and of the same. Aren't elves just magical dwarves? Anyways, I digress. Her fingers felt like fucking magical dwarfs in my muscle. I was actually moaning while she was rubbing me. I felt terrible for her having to listen to me go, oh, that feels nice. Oh, God, that's so good. oh. But she didn't care, man. I think it was good for her massage ego. She's like, do you like that? I'm so glad that you like the massage. She was like a Russian chick. Maritza, do you like it? Am I hitting the right places? Is this making your muscle feel good? Are you enjoying this? Yeah, Maritza. You sound like you're talking to me from under the ocean. Do you live with Ariel? Are you cousins with the Little Mermaid? Are you Ursula's half-sister? Why do you sound like you're talking to me from under a tidal wave? But I just got feeling better, you know, and I'm just trying to keep this booty up in the air, keeping it strong. You know, it's all about that health and booty, girls. I'm all about that shit. That's a segment I'm doing on my Facebook Live. Health and booty. It's all about products in your ass. I realized how many products I use on my ass. My ass alone has like 4 or 5 products that I use on it. Like just the butthole. That's a commitment. That's a commit shit. But you really just have to keep yourself, you know, you got to keep yourself looking good, feeling good. Don't just be a lazy motherfucker sitting at home on the couch, stuffing your face with Cheez-Its. I mean, you can do that too, because I do it. I love it. And I'm not saying that you can do it just because I do it. I'm just saying I vibe with you. I feel you. I love me some Cheez-Its. But you also have to move a little. You can't expect to just be chill on some Cheez-Its, on the Cheez-Its tip. Also, I'm not paid for that. So free endorsement for Cheez-Its, free endorsements for Squat Challenge. Cheez-Its and Squat Challenge should get together. You know what I'm saying? One needs the other. People need to really cross market their brands here to create a supply and demand. You eat the Cheez-Its, you need the squats. I'm a fucking genius. I'm a cheesiness. I'm trying too hard. That one was just so bad. Let's just forget the last 3 seconds of our lives. Let's forget that that ever happened. But yeah, I'm trying the squat challenge thing, working out on the floor in my fucking apartment. I don't like working out in the gym. I realized that. I went there last week. I'm like, who are these motherfuckers? Who are these monsters? There's always the lady. There's this lady who comes to my gym. She's got to be about at least 70. Maybe 75. I don't know. She could be like a Hollywood 75 where she's 75, but you know, she's had work done and her cheek muscles are back around the back of her neck at this point. You know, her jowls have turned into titties. The shit has gotten real on this woman's face, but she's got the biggest fake tits. Like her tits are 20 and the rest of her is 75. So I don't know if that like averages out to 55. I don't know how that works. I don't know what the mathematics of having plastic surgery done in certain parts of your body and making certain parts of your body look younger than the others. Maybe she just doesn't have enough money to do it all at once. I don't know. Maybe that's her look. But this lady comes to the gym. And she's a petite woman. She looks like me in 50 years with huge tits. And they're so big that she walks on her tippy toes. And I think it's because her tits are pulling her forward. Like as she walks, I almost went to grab her shoulder once because I thought she was going to topple over on her tits. What if one of those suckers bursts? I feel terrible. I would Snapchat it immediately, but I feel terrible. I've got this crazy lady at the gym. Then there's like this guy who comes in who he looks like he's in shape, but I think it's just the clothing. And he also has a shitload of plastic surgery. His eyebrows look like the Etch-A-Sketch magnets on his face. You guys ever make an Etch-A-Sketch face with that thing? Back before there was this thing called the internet, we had this fun game called Etch-A-Sketch. It had 2 knobs on it, and it was magnetic and a bunch of like little pieces of magnets on the inside, and you can write dumb shit. But you had to be cursive because I didn't know how to do the space in between the letters. Make a hairy eyebrow, and that's what this dude looked like, and his face was all waxy. That could have been his mom, the lady with the big tits. And it's just like there's too much stimulation. There's too much going on. There's the, you know, the big black guy with the pecs. You know, he's looking at me through the elliptical machine. I'm worried about looking like Charlize Theron from the movie Monster because I look like a crazy person when I'm working out. We're not all, you know, it's not all fucking glitz and glamour out here, people. The streets are real and they're sweaty and you look terrible when you work out. You should. And you got the girls who come in with full fucking makeup. What are you doing? What are you doing? Get a towelette on that face. Get a moist makeup remover towelette. I'm not going to tell you my favorite brand because enough with this free sponsorship. I've got one brand that I use every time. Just use a little towelette. Take off some of that makeup. Are you trying to find a husband near the abductor machine? And by you, I'm talking to me. I can't stand the gym. And it's all smelly and you're laying in people's sweat. I'm paying how much a month to lay in some dad's under chin sweat? I can't, and there's hair. It's too incestuous. Everyone's like farting through their tight ass gym pants. And then, you know, they hang on to it until they're moving on the Stairmaster and it squeaks out in little bits, you know, as their legs are moving. I got to be stuck in these athletic fart clouds looking at all sorts of hair shavings for how much a month? No, thank you. I'm going to do the squat challenge at home where there's my dog's sharts on the carpet. I'd rather be close to dog sharts than people's fart clouds. That's where I'm at in life. Call me crazy, but that's just how I feel. I don't want to have to pay that much to be in other people's funk clouds. Keep your funk clouds to yourself. Please, keep your funk clouds to your motherfucking self. I can't handle it. So I did 2 days of the squat challenge. I'm going to keep you guys updated. Today was a little bit easier. Because I got my muscles all worked out and I felt okay. But damn, if you haven't worked out in a while and you go to the gym and you try and kick it in full gear, it's like amateur hour. So you better slow down. You better strategize and come in with a plan before you try and fucking Texas Ranger Chuck Norris it. You better not Chuck Norris it. You got to take your time. you got to really strategize before you walk up into a gym workout. You know what I'm saying? I think this weed is hitting me right now. I feel pretty good. I feel good, but I could really go for like a nice peanut butter and fluff sandwich. Doesn't that sound good right now? Ah, I used to eat that as a kid, and it felt like heaven. I felt so rich. Eating peanut butter and fluff. I can't fuck with motherfuckers who eat crunchy peanut butter, though. That's ungodly. If you eat crunchy peanut butter, you are an alien. Why are you eating that? Are you a Hitler supporter? Do you support the Third Reich? Because if you eat crunchy peanut butter, I'm going to make that assumption that you're a monster. Oh my God. Well, I don't know. I'm just talking about food and working out. I sound like Ricky Lake. 90s reference. You're welcome. You know, I thought today I was working and I was doing some research. I was doing some research on slang terminology for marijuana. I don't know if you guys know a couple of these slangs. Let me throw some up at you and see if you guys know these. I was researching them and I was thinking, you know, it'd be really funny to see if my dad knows any urban dictionary words, because there's an urban thesaurus that has the euphemisms for smoking weed. And I was like, yo, I want to see if my dad knows some of this shit. That would be really, really funny. So I'm going to call him and see. Oh shit. This just popped on. Damn. That's just rude. Just ads come on out of nowhere. That's really rude. All right, let's get some of these euphemisms. Boshi, edging. No, that's not real. Marijuana. That's not a real. Boshi. I've never heard of Boshi. That doesn't sound like a fucking terminology. No, I want some weed euphemisms. That's a tough word, man. Especially if you smoked. Here we go. Bammer, blunt, bomb, bone, booyah, bubonic, chronic. I've heard of that one. Buddha. Chiba, Chief, Chino, Choke? I never heard of Choke. Sigweed? Clickum? Damn, Clickum. Where the fuck is Clickum from? That shit sounds Danish. Combustible herbage? Oh my god. Who came? That's not even real. Who even thought of that one? Crippy? Chronic? We know chronic. Dank? Yo, smoke some of that dank. Smoke some of that dank. Dirt weed? Ew, if you're smoking dirt weed, get the fuck out of my house. Doja? Dube? Duber? Doobie? Dope? I like dope. Dope is good. Drat? Dub? Dube? Dutchie? Pass the Dutchie on the left-hand side. Pass it on the left-hand side. We gotta be, we gotta be, bum, bum, bum. Fatty Boombaladdy. I know that one. Ganja. Giggle stick? I thought that was a dick. Grass, green, green bub, herb, herbal refreshment. Hippie lettuce? Really? That's real? Hippie lettuce sounds like pubic hair for a woman. Hog leg? No, that can't be real. Hooter? What? Are they just making this shit up? Indica? Well, that's a strand, and we know about that. Joint? Keef? I didn't know keef was one. Left-handed cigarette? That just sounds like some shit my grandma would say. R.I.P. Betty. Mary Jane? We know that. Moda? I don't know if I like that one. That sounds like a Vespa. Mr. J? Why can't it be Mrs. J? Why does everything got to be fucking... Why does everything have to be under a man's... under whatever you call that thing. Mister. Why can't it be Miss? Nugget? I like Nugget. Pacaloco? Pacalolo? I mean, that just sounds like some Mexican is tripping on edibles and he's trying to speak English. Pot? Pot is so boring. If your parents, if they say, are you smoking grass? I'm embarrassed. I remember my mom when I was a kid, she asked me one time, are you smoking grass? No, Nancy. I'm not. You think I'm out in the yard picking up blades of grass and smoking them? Are you out of your fucking boxed wine drinking mind? Are you drinking boxed wine? I'll be smoking grass while you drink your boxed wine. Roach? Well, roach is not slang for weed. It's when your joint gets down. But whatever. Skunk weed? Oh, that shit's the worst. I feel like that's all I smoked in high school, though, was some skunky-ass weed. Nobody had good shit in high school. It was always like a half tobacco and a half, like, fucking nutmeg. Spliff. I like spliff. Sticky icky. I like sticky icky. Thai stick. Now, that just sounds like... It sounds like a transgender, a Thai, Taiwanese transgender's dick. Thai stick. Toke. Treats. Trees. I like trees. Wacky tobacco. No, thank you. Okay. That's probably what fucking Paul Ryan calls it. It's wacky tobacco. Wifty, Woolies, and Zombie. Some of this shit is just too much. It's too much. I think my favorite, I like hashish. Nobody says hashish. I like that dank. That dank is good. You smoking that dank? But dank actually means disagreeably moist. And we don't like that word moist, do we now? We don't like that shit at all. My dad calls it grass. You smoking that grass? I remember one time I was with my first serious boyfriend, Randall Wooten, who is now a member of the Blue Man Group in Boston. We were at his camp and we were all there. There's a couple band members up there because Randall was in a band, humble brag. And we were playing bocce ball. And one of the dudes had brought up some weed, but it was a little too moist. You know, we needed it to dry out. And my dad was there as well. And my father, I didn't really think was a weed smoker, you know. But this kid laid out the weed on the table to dry out. And my dad's like, oh, well, what do we got here? He perked up like a motherfucker. He perked up like Oliver Twist in front of a soup cauldron. Oh, well, what do we got here? And the dude's like, oh, we just got some weed, but we need it to dry out a little. And my dad goes, well, you got a hair dryer you can use? My dad was looking around the camp for a hair dryer because he wanted to smoke it so bad. And so we smoked. And then we were playing bocce ball. And then my dad stuck two of the bocce balls in his shorts and proceeded to do a Tom Jones impression. And I was like, you know what? I think my dad is my best friend. In that moment, I'm like, yep, my dad's my best friend. That's it. Nobody else. Sorry. BFF for life. So I'm going to see what Urban Dictionary words my dad knows. This should be fun.
Let's call this motherfucker. See where he's at.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
This motherfucker right now.
77048 is not available. At the tone,
I'm going to leave him a message.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Yo, Joey P, this is Jesse May. I'm smoking some of that dank, some of that dro, some of that hydro, some of that indica, some of that Paco Loco, son. Some of that skunk weed, some of that swag, some of that Tikal, some of that tie stick, bitch, some of that nugget, that golden nugget, smoking some of that hippie lettuce, some of that dooba dooba lube, smoking some of that combustible herbage, motherfucker, some of that chiba, son, you feel me? Some of that Bammer, BC Bud, Blunt, Bomb, Bone, Booyah, Bubonic, Chronic. You feel me, Papa? Some of that Pot, Papa. Some of that Green Bud. Some of that Mexican Dirt Weed. Some of that Mighty Mez. Some of that MJ. Some of that Reefer. Some of that Sticky Icky. Yo, I'm smoking some of that Wooly Woo, Zombie Shit. Call me back, Dad.
I just left a minute and a half of weed euphemisms on my dad's voicemail. He's probably going to have a heart attack thinking I'm in the hospital tripping out on acid. That's probably what he's going to think happened. He's probably going to assume I'm on another planet. That's probably what he's going to assume. So, whatever, man. I'm about to Facebook Live this right now. I'm about to put this on Facebook Live. We're going to podcast. We're going to do it. We're doing this. We're doing this right now. Oh, man. I got a hair in my fucking face. So I try to call my dad to see if he knew some Urban Dictionary words. He was too busy. My dad was way too busy. I don't know what the fuck he's doing. It's 11 o'clock at night in Syracuse, New York. What, my father's got a schedule? He's just busy in life? He's probably passed out. He probably went to the bar at about 2 p.m. today and then probably passed out watching movies. That's what my dad does every night. He calls me, lets me know what movies are terrible, lets me know which ones he can't stand, which ones are good. He always watches horror movies. Hey, what's up? And I'm doing this on Facebook Live. I'm podcasting and Facebook Living. I'm combining worlds. What's going on, Allie Kirchen? Hello, Lauren Olivia Sohail. What kind of name is that? Shit, that's a mouthful. Hey, Chris Cruz. You're so close to Providence. Come through for a major sheesh. It's your. You got to learn how to spell your. I hate to break it to you, but just throw an apostrophe in there, okay? Please. Jesse Jovovich, you always come back. You come through. I'm going to answer questions. So any questions you guys have on Facebook Live, I'm going to answer them right now. So go ahead. Start asking some shit. Whatever you want. Okay? Anything. Well, anything. I can handle it. I'm fine. Any questions you guys want to ask, I am willing to give you as honest of an answer as I can. Maybe. Is the sun still out? The sun is still out? It's the sun isn't out right now. What are you talking about, Corey, right? Hey, Julie, how are you? Are you motherfuckers going to ask me a question or not? Ask a question. Here we go. Michael DeRocher. What the next tattoo? I know what it's going to be. I've thought about it for almost a year, and I can't tell you yet, but I will Facebook Live it. Karen Robinson, when will you be on WAAF again? I don't know. That's a good question. I got to email those motherfuckers. That's a real good question, girl. I appreciate that. I appreciate you worried about my work. Jesse Jovovich, do you miss Girl Code? It was a great time. You know, I did it. I'm all about moving forward, though. I'm all about what's next. Hector Garcia, you play golf? No, I drive golf carts. That's what I do. I don't play golf. I don't have time to wear those plaid pants and the stupid hat and the walking. I want football. I want to get down and dirty. Gregory Allen Poust, what movie are you most looking forward to seeing? I want to see Lights Out. I love horror movies. It's my favorite. I like to smoke a little and go to a horror movie and just bug out. I'm a grown-ass woman, but I get so scared. Still, I will come home and, like, check in my closets. That's embarrassing. I'll open my shower curtain after I've gone and seen a scary movie. George Lewis Aguilar Cross. That's a whole name. What's the best and worst thing about being on the road? That's a good question. The best thing is you are experiencing new places and new people and hopefully good food. Some of this shit is rank, but you're experiencing new things and that's dope. But the worst part is you're just away from home. You're in a bed who the 16,000 people have farted in that year and have done worse things and you don't know, but you're just hoping that the cleaning ladies care enough to get rid of it all. Just the cleanliness. Oh man, it's like, I know somebody sharted on this pillow last week. I know they did. And I know they didn't wash that pillow. Why don't you motherfuckers wash the pillows? People drool on them pillows. I drool and shart on those pillows. Okay. Kevin Swallow. Is that your real last name? Will you do a show in Rochester? Maybe. I'm going to be in Syracuse in November for Thanksgiving. So maybe just drive up, drive your lazy ass from Rochester and come to Syracuse and come see me. This is all my shit that I have to get done next to my, I'm in my home office. This is all my shit right here. Let's see. When am I coming back to the Cuse? Johnny Harrington. I'm coming back for Thanksgiving weekend, Johnny. How convenient of you to ask, right after Kevin Swallows wanted to know if I'd come to fucking Rochester. No, the answer is no. Actually, I would. I would come to Rochacha. I'm not denying it. Brandon Marlowe, do you date short guys? Nope. Next question. AJ Lacerdo, where in the world are you now? I am in LA. I don't know why I did that. I have no idea why I did that. I just stuck my tongue out like a motherfucker. George Lewis Aguilar Cross. Am I saying it right? I can't even. Jorge Lewis Aguilar. Oh my God, I'm so white. You wrote it out. You fucking around with me. Jorge Luis Aguilar Cruz. Oh shit, did I nail it? Did I get it? Woo woo. Mike Vincent, who's your pro football team that you cheer for? The Cleveland Nicky Niners. I have no idea. I don't know anything about football. I'm sorry. You're so awesome, Deshaun Belserzak. Learn how to spell your. You guys are killing me. I'm going to tell you every single day. God damn it. Deshaun, you saw me in Tempe. That was a fun time. Did you know how to spell your then? Mike Pendergrass, did you get the date with John Stamos yet? No, I didn't. What the fuck? I can't. I got a man, you know, so it's going to have to be a triple date. Maybe we'll figure that out. Sean Landy, are you single? No, I'm not. I am a couple. That's right. He drives me up a fucking wall, but I'm a couple. Okay. Allison Davenport, where were you born? Where is your accent from? Do I have it? Everyone says I have an accent. Fuck you, Allison. I'm from Syracuse, New York. Syracuse. Everybody sounds like this. I'm from Syracuse, New York. Are you from Syracuse? Yeah, I'm from Syracuse, girl. I'm sorry if I'm moving this video around a lot. Tyrone Rivera, when are you going to be in Vegas? That's a good question, too. I got to add that to my calendar. I will try and put that for next year just for you. James Peluso, hey, girl, miss you. That's my cousin. What's up, Jimmy? Shim Sham Strawberry Jam. Ansley, Emma, you're awesome, Jessie Mae. Thank you for all you do. Thank you, Ansley, for spelling your right. Thank you for caring about the English language and yourself. Lisa Vu, when are you coming to Portland, Oregon? I was there this past year, I think. And hopefully I'll be there next year. I'll let you know. Check my dates, jessiemay.com, for all my dates. Patrick Long, would you date a guy who can't figure out how to use your, and your? No, I wouldn't. Because you know what? I'm not an English teacher. And that's something you learn in second grade. Fucking figure it out. Okay? Now all of you guys are spelling your. Christy Klein, come to Niagara Falls. I'm actually going to be in Niagara Falls next year. It's far. It's literally almost a year away. I think it's August 3rd, but it is going to be on my calendar soon. So look for Niagara Falls. I'll be there with Josh Wolf, who also has a podcast called Fairly Normal. You should check out. And I am recording my podcast right now. Bear, the Sharp Tongue podcast. You guys should subscribe to, rate and review it, please. I love doing this shit every week. Aaron Brock, when are you coming to Seattle? I am in Seattle. When the fuck am I in Seattle? Check jessiemay.com. It should be on there. And if it's not, it's going to be there soon. Buffalo, New York. I should be there next year at some point. Marley, when Nikki, Marlory. What? Why can't I read words? Why can't I read names right now? Right now. Mallory, when Nikki saw you in Chicago, you are so hilarious. Come back to Zany's. I will. I love that club. That club is amazing. I did Chicago Zany's last year for New Year's Eve, and it was so damn fun. Allison Davenport, it's beautiful. My mom was from Long Island. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's so far from Syracuse. Sean Landy, did you grow up near the On Center? No, I grew up on the north side. I wasn't downtown. I was on the north side. With all the Goombas. Lenora Perez. I love that name, Lenora. Ja, ja, ja. You get a little shoulder. You are so hilarious. I love you from Palm Springs, California. I love Palm Springs, Lenora. My dog Fozzie Bear decided to die out there last year. So Palm Springs holds a special place in my heart. It's where my dog died. So thank you for bringing that up. I appreciate that, Lenora. Ronald Venters II, do you get to Oklahoma? I haven't been to Oklahoma. What you got cracking out there, Ronald? I would love to go to Oklahoma. You got like a horse I can ride or some shit? You got like a cornfield that needs some irrigating? I'll help you out. Okay? Deshaun is back. Deshaun Belserzak. Did you ever have the interview with the Apache Junction guy from prison? Are you talking about... the ex-con? I did an interview with an ex-con. That's on my podcast. You should check that out. Why can't I think of the dude's name now? It's like 6 episodes ago, but I definitely did an interview with ex-con that was fascinating because he's like a Buddhist. He owns like a Buddhist recovery center for children now. So hello, 180. I probably am going to need to go there. Karen Robinson, your brows are on point. I know, girl. Look at this arch. Hello. Hello. Gretchen Fredera, when are you coming to Puerto Rico? Let's go drink wine. I mean, if you're inviting me, bitch, I'm coming. I'm going to come. So you got a place to stay. I'm coming. I'm going to be there. We will drink some wine. Let's do this. Randy Rojas, when are you stopping in Wisconsin, girl? I was in, when the hell was I in Wisconsin? I was there at some point. I'll probably be there next year. A lot of dates are going to be added to my calendar soon. Melissa, Holly, Allison, any plans to come to Michigan? Actually, I taped a pilot for Comedy Central in Trenary, Michigan for the Outhouse Classics. I don't know if you guys know about this, but in Trenary, Michigan, it's a town of like 500 people. They do outhouse racing. So I had an outhouse built for myself, and I raced that motherfucker down an icy street and almost exploded into wood chips because my outhouse just fell the fuck apart. So that was a lot of fun. But I don't know when I'm going to be back to Michigan. Hopefully soon. Actually, what am I talking about? I'm going to be in Grand Rapids, Michigan. See my thing right here? I'm going to be in Grand Rapids, Michigan, August 18th, 19th, and 20th at Dr. Grin's. So come see me there, girl. Check me out. Derek McKenzie, have you finished Stranger Things yet? I did. I loved it. It was so good. You guys have to watch it. Just smoke a little herb and watch it and binge watch it. Get some Cheetos. This shit is so good. It's so, so good. Peter and Nels, when are you coming to Cheyenne, Wyoming? Is that what the YW is? I mean, I can't even function in life right now. I don't know. I mean, what's going on in Cheyenne? What do you do there? Like, what's your big industry? I would love to come there. You guys just let me know. Jess, female comics you look up to or admire? My guy Jorge Luis Aguilar Cruz is asking me. I loved Joan Rivers. She's probably one of the biggest. I mean, she's dead now, RIP, unfortunately. But Joan Rivers was one of my favorite female comedians growing up. I also love Sandra Bernhardt. She was crazy. Lucille Ball. She was the first woman to run a production company and a studio. I love any female that's doing it. I respect. And male. I respect them all, you know. It doesn't stop at gender. But I'd have to say Joan is probably my favorite. Marcus Ruiz, are you high right now? Sure. Next question. Lenora Perez. Oh my God, you said my name. Yes, I did, girl. I'm addressing you people. Zach Grega. I had a great meal, but I put too much salt on it. Is it ruined now? If not, how can I fix it? Nah, you ruined it. I'm never coming over to eat. I'm never coming to your house, man. You can't put too much salt on it. Come on. What are you, an amateur? What the hell were you eating, Zach? Let's see. How about Ohio? Andrea Adams. I don't know when the fuck I'm going to be in Ohio. I think I'm going to be in Columbus. JessieMae.com. Check that, please. Michael Costanzo. Can you please freestyle rap for us? I could try that. I can end it on some freestyle rapping. Charles Dennison. Do you want to smoke a blunt? All day, every day, son. All day, every day. All day, every day, I be smoking out. All day, every day, I be toking out. Yo, I be walking in these streets being like, yo, can I get some weed? And they be like, yo, no, you can't. I'm like, yo, are you bugging? Why you bugging? My name is Jessie Mae. May I have some weed? Why you bugging? I just did a freestyle rap. All right, that's enough fucking questions. I did it, okay? I answered a lot of fucking questions. I don't know what more I can. I feel like I answered everything about myself. I feel like there's nothing left to learn. I think you guys learned everything there is to know about me. Besides what I'm going to eat later, I'm not going to let you know that. I'm going to keep that little bit of information for myself. That's what I'm going to do. Let me try my dad again. Let's see if this motherfucker's up.
Your call has been forwarded.
I mean, he's a busy motherfucker. Maybe he's got a lady over. Lady, maybe he's got like a little friend over there. He's getting that old man loving. I can't even think about that. I just made myself gag. But I don't know where my dad is. I really wanted to read Urban Dictionary things to him and see what he knows. I'm gonna have to save that for next time. I'm a little sad that he wasn't available for me, you know. Typical. Now you know why I'm a comedian. My dad was never around. No, he was. I don't want it. My dad's a good man. My mom's a good woman. Please don't kick me out of the will. My parents' will, I'm going to owe money to credit card companies. That's what my will's going to be for my parents. I have to go do a show. I'm doing a show at the Comedy Store tonight. So I have to roll, you guys. I have to roll out of here. But make sure you check me, JessieMae.com. Rate and subscribe the podcast if you can. I would appreciate that. Dr. Grins, Grand Rapids, 18th, 19th, and 20th. Iowa State University, the 26th. Rams Head on Stage, the 27th in Annapolis, Maryland. JessieMae.com for tickets. And if you want to win free tickets, email me at sharptonguepodcast@gmail.com and you may win some free tickets. You know, I really need to work on my freestyle rapping. I'm going to make my intro song to me freestyle rapping. That's what it's going to be, a freestyle rap. I'm just going to let it flow. Yo, let it flow, yo. Yo, yo, my flow is strong, yo, like Strongbow. Yo, that shit tastes like apples. They got red skin like my flow, yo. I just made a rap about period. I love you guys. I love you so much.
No sticks, no seeds, just Al Green.
Always gotta keep one roll.
I keep keep that, need that, got that.
I'm blowing every grandma out.
That perp, that bomb, that kush.
You gotta understand me now. I smoke that fast.